Please turn with me now to the New Testament, where this morning we're reading from Peter's first epistle, chapter 1, and we're moving rather slowly through this epistle because there is so much in it for us to think about. This morning we'll be meditating from verse 6, but we'll read the beginning and read the whole context of our passage again. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God, through faith, for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honour, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. Though you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that, not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which have now been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. And may the Lord bless his word to us this morning. So these people that Peter is writing to, these believers, they're dispersed among the nations, but they are chosen of God and according to his foreknowledge, and they're chosen to be sanctified for and to obey the Lord Jesus for God's own purpose, that they might be holy and used by God for his glory. And part of that salvation involves an inheritance that is reserved in heaven, and that we've been born into God's family, that we might enter into his home. We find then a contrast between the inheritance and the salvation that is ready to be revealed at the last time and the present, in which we may experience various trials. So the Christians were to greatly rejoice about their salvation, about their eternal inheritance, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. In a sense, Peter is setting up a balance. On the one side, he has the present with its various trials. On the other side, he has the future with its great joy and peace. And the connection between the two is faith. The faith that they now have, which provides the entrance into the eternal life. And so he says, these various trials that we experience now have a purpose. They are part of God's plan for us because they establish the genuineness of our faith. And they establish that by trusting God now, we will bring glory and praise and honor to him at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, there are two things that we might have now. We might have gold, or we might have faith. And the faith, he says, is much more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire. In other words, there is nothing that we can acquire in this world that we can keep forever. But faith delivers us into God's eternal kingdom and delivers us with a position with crowns of glory that will bring glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, these various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, may be found to praise, honour and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now the motivation of the Christians was that they loved God. They loved the Lord Jesus Christ. For he says, whom having not seen, you love. Now Peter was one of those who had seen the Lord Jesus. But the great majority of Christians, great majority of those who believed in the Lord Jesus, had never seen him. They depended on the testimony of a few, just as we depend on the testimony of a few, the testimony that is recorded for us in the New Testament. We only have Matthew, Mark, Luke, Paul, and Peter, and James, and Jude, who have recorded for us the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we go through that list, we may find that Luke may never have seen the Lord Jesus, and it seems Paul never met him in the flesh, only after the resurrection. So we are dependent on a few witnesses for our knowledge of the Lord Jesus. But when we accept their witness and receive the Lord Jesus into our own hearts, then that revelation is confirmed for us, so that we do not see him. Faith is just believing God. And we rejoice in the knowledge of God. And he says, you rejoice with joy inexpressible. Now, one of the striking things about Paul's epistles and Peter's testimony here is that whenever there is trial, there is also rejoicing. And Paul was able to say in the midst of his trials, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say to you, rejoice. Well, here Peter twice uses the phrase, in this you greatly rejoice. In your salvation you rejoice, though you are grieved by various trials. Though you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The end of your faith, that's the outcome of your faith, is salvation. But that salvation is future. Well, we could ask the question, what guarantee is there that there will be salvation? And we can consider that next time when we look at the following verses where Peter takes that proposition up. The point is that if we know Jesus Christ, then that is more important than everything else in our lives. It's more important than gold and all that gold represents. It provides a deep-seated joy and glory into our present lives, so that we greatly rejoice. We rejoice with joy inexpressible in anticipation of that which is ours when we enter into our salvation. Our salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. And what is it that gives us this joy? It is our faith. It is our confidence in God. It is the genuineness of our relationship with one whom we have not seen, but whom we love. You're with Rhema FM.